AM 1050 WLIP. WLIP Morning Show. Pete here with you today. Joining me now in the studio, as he does every Tuesday morning, it's Dr. Russ Brewer from Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing well. How was the holiday?
It was good. It was nice to get together with family, just kind of chill. You know, went and saw my parents. So it was a nice time.
Well, good stuff.
It's always fun to get out of the office a little bit and just chill.
Yeah, decompress a little bit.
You go to my hometown of 12,000 people and kind of the middle of sorry, Mom and Dad, but middle of nowhere, Kansas. it's one of those things. You're an hour from Wichita, Kansas, which is the largest city in Kansas. But it's slow pace. Somebody's slowing down as you're going down Main Street. They're turning.
Yeah.
There's no turn signal. It's okay. They're turning. Just wait. They'll turn. Right.
Oh, boy. My Chicago-style driving attitude would not fly.
No. It's one of those things. It's always funny. Like, we'll roll into town. Like, you know, we'll fly in, drive down from the airport. And I have to remember, like, as I cross the city limit sign to, like, breathe.
Yeah.
Because you can't go through town. The speed limit through town is 20.
Oh, boy.
So, right. And you will get pulled over at 25 for sure.
Okay.
So it's one of those things. You just, you know, slow the roll and enjoy it and enjoy the slower pace.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you kind of have to be in that mindset. Cause if you're like, gotta, and you'll go crazy.
Well, you know, the other thing that could drive you crazy is wintertime. And especially with your animals, with your pets, and with your cats, because that's what we're going to talk about today.
We are talking about cats today. They are frequently forgotten because they're quiet for the most part. I mean, I've had some clients that talk about, no, they've got their cat talks all the time. Mine, he does enough to irritate us at times to, you know, just nudge us to say, hey, I'm still here. but it's, you know, they're affected by the winter days just like we are.
Sure.
So the shorter daylight periods do the same thing to them that they do to us. They just want to lay around and sleep a bit more, which means that they're less activity and not changing their eating habits. And therefore, they're a little bit more prone to weight gain, which if we don't watch the weight gain, I mean, that can lead to egging on some arthritis. I mean, it can actually kind of lead to diabetes if we don't get things, you know, keep it in check. So that light cycle certainly is playing a role with this. So some of the things that we can do to circumvent that is same thing for us. Just being active, you know. So going to the gym, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's play with the cat.
The kitty gym.
Right. My favorite thing to do that we've done with my cat, we put a bird feeder in the backyard.
Okay.
And I just have to keep it filled up because that'll keep him occupied for hours. He'll run from one window to the next window to watch the birds in the morning as they're out there, you know, in a feeding frenzy. And he's inside chirping at him, going crazy because he's like, look at all these birds out there. He would not want to go outside, but he's all excited about the fact that they're out there. You can get puzzle feeders for your cat. Certainly something to get them to play around with, to get to their treat balls, slow feeder toys, hiding small portions. You know, I can't hide food around the house for my cat because I've got dogs.
No.
But you know, if he was the only one in the house, we could certainly do that. Hide treats around the house. Rotating toys. So this is something that I think most of us don't think about because just the cat's got toys. We leave them out. But have you ever noticed when you go get a new toy, they're crazy about it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's new. So my dogs do the same thing. So if we really want to keep them engaged in it, you keep a box of toys in the closet on the shelf, and you know, maybe every 3 or 4 days you pick a couple up off the floor, put them in the box, and take a couple out of the box. The weird thing is, you know, they've been in the box and they've seen it before, but they're new because they're down on the floor now, so they'll play with them. Short, frequent play sessions, 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times per day. If you play too much, they get bored with it. So just enough to keep them kind of energized. Laser pointers are a great thing, too, because that's less activity for us. We don't have to do anything other than sit there. So if you feel like you want to sit in front of the fire and not do much, but you want the cat to run, go get a laser pointer. Have him chase the dot. You know, it's carrot in front of the donkey.
I'm entertained already, actually.
Right. Carrot in front of the donkey.
TV.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So physical activity without stress, encouraging vertical movement. So cat trees, window perches, shelves or furniture stepping points. So if you've got an older cat, having steps that they can get up onto. My cat loves to go up a nice tree. We've got a tree that's, oh gosh, the thing's probably like 6.5 feet tall because it's taller than I am. Right. So it's tall. He's got multiple layers to go up to. He loves to sit on the top. He loves to sit in the bottom. He's got a basket in it that he curls up in and he'll take a nap in. We've got a chair right in front, a couple chairs in front of the window outside where the bird feeder is. He loves to sit in the chair, on the chair. He's all over the place. So, you know, giving them, and they love to have things that they can get up onto. Certainly need a scratching post with your cat to be able to sharpen their claws. So it's all fun stuff. The window perches are kind of cool too, because then they jump up there and then they're like, oh, I'm going to just snooze here on this ledge that's attached to the window. And it's, I think they're kind of crazy, but they're cool. And we've already talked about the laser pointer. One rule with the laser pointer though, don't point it at your cat's eyes.
Or lead them to like run into the wall. That would probably
right. That would not be a good thing either. Yeah. It is kind of fun to like point it at their foot. And then, like, they, like, put their other paw on top of their paw, and then you're sitting there, and they're sitting there trying to – it is a little comical if you really get them going. But you do want to try to give them something and then end it with a treat of some sort so that there's a reward for it as well, so that they don't just get bored and frustrated with it because they can't catch the thing. Special considerations for senior cats. If they're hesitating to jump or reduce grooming, they're having litter box accidents where they haven't been, and you're religious about making sure the litter box gets scooped, or their stiffness, irritability, winter can be especially hard on these guys because just like us, the cold weather impacts their joints. So lower the entrance into the litter box. Have a heated bed for them. So certainly I really don't advocate heating pads because they can get too hot.
Sure.
But having one where you can put a microwavable disc or something in it so it warms up. There are magnetic, pulsed electromagnetic beds, which actually help decrease the inflammation. And those are phenomenal. So if you've got a cat that's a little achy, they can curl up on those. They make them in mats or...
Do they make them in human size?
They probably do, but not through our distributors. Gentle play, close to the ground. So not having them leap and stuff. So having them move around and not wanting them to go too fast. And then certainly working on weight management for the older cat. If they're not already slender, let's work on reducing the calories. Because... the less weight they have, the less they have to carry around, and the less pro-inflammatory hormones that fat's secreting. So it will all be good. So winter doesn't mean hibernation for your cat. It means we just have to be a little creative in getting them to be a bit more active because they would love to sleep. And it's not bad for us to, you know, spend a little bit of mental time, too, just mentally engaging with the cat, trying to figure out what to get them to do. So it's, you know, and it's a little bonding moment. So a little cool time.
And I'm thoroughly entertained by the thought of the laser pointer.
They are fun. We don't have one currently, but our first cat, we had one, and the laser pointer made a little click like a pin.
Mm-hmm.
She'd hear that click. Didn't matter where she was at in the house. She could be asleep. She'd hear that click, and she would come flying and be looking all over the room trying to figure out where that was.
My nemesis is back. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Of course, the whole crew at Care Animal Hospital, keeping your pets healthy and safe. If people want to learn more, how can they do so?
Well, they can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ, appreciate the time as always. You enjoy your New Year's holiday, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Pete, you have a happy New Year, and everybody out there, have a happy and safe New Year.
Stick around. WLIP Morning Show rolling right along.